Shalom to all. Today's office called up Tzadikim. We are talking about the fourth line with the word gufa. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirmsar Basbiaka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So in the course of discussing Gidan Nasha, the Gemara digressed somewhat and mentioned other nerves and chalavim. So the Gemara tells us gufa. We just stated previously Amr of Abba, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. And this is the first of a number of members we're going to have from Amr of Abba, B'shem Rav Yehuda, B'shem Shmuel. What was this that was stated? Chel Shabasar Chayfa Yisai Chelev, that the meat covers mutter, it's permitted. Even though we have this chelev, this fat, since there's meat, there's flesh covering it, it's mutter, it's not a problem. It's not considered chalav chel that's aser. As more any that's over. He said, this fat which is underneath the loins of the animal, usser, it's usser, but that's covered by meat. Why is it usser? So Rabbi answers, an animal, when it's alive, means it gets detached. In other words, as the animal's walking, the movement of its body and its limbs will uncover this fat, and it won't always have busser meat over it, and therefore it's considered usser chelev. That's even though after shechita, it seems like it's covered by the meat, since once again, when it's alive, it sometimes gets uncovered, so it's usser chelev. And Rabbi Yechani tells us, I'm not a butcher. I'm not the son of a butcher. When you hear about it, I remember the Chiyahavu Amr Bei Midrasho that they would say the following base medrash: Behem b'chaya prugim ifrika, that an animal when it's alive, there are certain parts get uncovered as it's walking, as it moves, and therefore that would be considered problematic chaylev. And another member Amr of Abba, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, chayl shal hemses ubeisa kaisos asurin v'anish kares. The chayl which is on the hemses and beisa kaisos, which are two of the four stomachs of the animal, that's asur. A person can get kares for eating it. V'zeu chayl shal akerev, and this is when the pasuk says chayl shal akerev. That's what it's referring to. And Amr of Abba, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, the klibusa, aser v'anish kares. This fat, which is on the klibusa bone, which is basically near the hip of the animal, that's aser. A person can get kares for eating it. Vezeo chel shal ksalim. This is the chel that's on the ksalim that the pasuk talks about. And v'amar v'abba amar v'yudah amar shmuel, chutim shebeyad asurin. The chutim, which over here is referring to the blood vessels that go through the yad, which is referring to the foreleg, the front leg of the animal. Rashi says these are the blood vessels that are removed with the shoulder. Those are aser to eat. Amar v'safra, if Safra said, maishe, which Rashi over here translates as, tamid chacham, miyamar chmanu loy techo bisra. Does the Torah say not to eat meat? This is really considered part of the meat of the animal. Why is it not allowed to be eaten? And Amar Rava, some Gersais have Amar Le Rava. The Rava responded to him, Maisha, Tamar Chacham, Miyam Rachmana, Achel Dama. Does the Torah say that you could eat blood? These are blood vessels. You can't just eat them stam. They have a lot of blood absorbed into the walls. Therefore, Chatche, Umalche, they should be cut and salted. And then, if you look, they are not Mishapir Dami, they could even be cooked in a pot, and then they're allowed to be eaten. Now, Rabbi Yudam Rashuli tells us, Reish Me'aya Ba'amasa Ba'i Greira. The Reish Me'aya, which is the first part of the intestines, is also known as the duodenum. So the first Amma of it requires greira, meaning the chalev, the fats that are on it, have to be peeled away. And vizo chalev shal adakin, this is known as the chalev that's on the dakin, that's on the intestines. And Rambam Yehudi tells us, chutin sheba aikets asurin, the chutin, the strands that are in the aikets that really run through the aikets, which is the hip bone, those are also asur. And for the clarification of this, what's this referring to? Chamisha chute isbe bakafla, there's five different strands in the kafla, which is the flanks, basically the sides of the animal, tolasim yaminu of tartim esmala, three going along the right side, two on the left, tolasim fatsli of trey, the three on the right, split into two each, and train mafatsli tlasa tlasa. The two on the left split into three each, so that's a total of six. And nafkamina, what's a practical thing? The ishalfluhu ad chamimi, if while the animal's still warm after shchita, meaning the body hasn't become cold yet, if he pulls them out, mishtalfi, they'll slip right out because everything's still warm. Viloi, but if not, bai chatute basrayu, so then he has to dig after them because they become hardened, and if he tries to pull them out, they're just going to snap and they're going to be stuck inside. And continues to discuss chutim strands, omrabai, vitim revhuda, some says revhuda, chamisha chute havu, there's five chutim, tlasa. Mishum tarba, three of them are also because they're fat, or train mishum dama, two are because they're blood, meaning they're blood vessels. What are these? The tachli, u the kafli, u the kulisa, those of the spleen, flanks, meaning the size of the animal, and the kidneys, mishum tarba, those are also because of fat, whereas the yada, u the loya, that of the foreleg, and the jaw, mishum dama, they're also because of blood, they're blood vessels. My nafkamina, it's a practical difference. The answer is, hain mishum dama, those are also because of blood, imchatachalhu, umalchalhu, shapir dami. If he cuts them and salts them, so they're perfectly fine because the blood is drawn out. Whereas hanach, the other ones, they're also because of fat, leslu takan. There's no way to fix them up because they're fat. They're considered chalavim. They're usser, so there's no way to fix them up. They have to be removed. And Rav Kanavi Tamer of Yehuda, he tells us chamisha karme havu. There's five membranes that we're going to be discussing. Tolas mishum tarba. Three are usser because of fat. Utrei mishum dama. Two of them because of blood. The tachli, the kafli, the kulisa. The membrane of the spleen, flanks, and kidneys. Mishum tarba. They're usser because of fat. The bayu, the micra. The membrane of the testicles of the animal and of the brain itself. Mishum dama. They're usser because of blood. Now a story about this. Rav Yehuda bar Yishai have a kakalfle tachlo levi bered Rav Huna bar Chia. Rav Yehuda bar Yishai, he was peeling this membrane of fat off of the spleen for Levi, brother of Huna bar Chia, and have a kagayim le meilai. He was just peeling it off of the top part of the spleen. So Amrali, he told him, Chais beitve, go down more, meaning peel even the lower part of the spleen. So now Asavu, his father came, Ashche found he was doing this. Amrali told him, Hachiyam Ravua de imach mishum de Rav. The following was said by the father of your mother in the name of Rav, and Umanu, who is that? Rav Yehuda bar Abba, the loy asur taira el shal hadad bilvad. The only part of the membrane of the spleen that's asur is the part that's on the dad, which is known as the hilum, is basically on the thicker upper part of the spleen. That's the problematic part. So you don't have to tell him to peel lower down on the spleen. So we ask, and is that really so? From Rav Menuna, Rav Menuna said, Tana, we have a braisa, krum sha'al ha-tchol asur, v'ein chayav na'alav. That's the krum, the membrane that's on the tchol on the spleen, it's asur, but once a chayav if he eats it. Now, hechidami, what's the case? Even if you want to say sha'al ha-dad, it's referring to the membrane that's on the dad, on this upper, thicker part of the spleen, amayin chayav na'alav. Why would one not be chayav for it? Rav said that that's problematic. Ella de kule. It must be the part that's asur, but one's not chayav for, is referring to the one that's lower down, which means this krum, this membrane that's over the tchol, the spleen, is asur in its entirety. So Amar Lahu, he responded to him, you're right, itanya tanya, if you have a breast, you have a braisa, and I retract what I just said. And we can discuss what we just stated. Amar Rav Nuna, tanu, we have a braisa, krum shal atchol, asur, v'ein chayav na'alav. This membrane that's on the tchol and the spleen is asur, but one's not chayav for it. And also, krum shal gabe kulya, the membrane that's on the kulya, that's on the kidney, asur, is also asur, v'ein chayav na'alav, but one's not chayav for it. Asik Gemara, v'atanya, we have a braisa, chayav na'alav, the one is chayav for both of them. Says the Gemara, tchol, tchol, akashi, there's no stir, tchol, and tchol. How can I get a dad? How shall I can I get a dad? The part that one's chayav for is the one that's keneged adad, the one's on the upper, thicker part of the spleen, the one that one's not chayav for, but it's still asur, is on the lower part. Kinyan kidney is also not a problem. Habila, habadata, one's referring to the upper krum. This is the membrane that covers the fats, which is on top of the kulya, whereas the lower one, which is the membrane that covers the kulya itself, that's problematic, but one is not chayav if he eats it. On to another discussion, bei chashilta. Now, bei is referring to the beitzim of the animal, the testicles, and chashilta means that even though they're inside the scrotum, they're partially disconnected. And so the question is this similar to an Avraham Adoldol, a dangling limb of an animal that even though it's connected to the body, for all intents and purposes, it's not part of the animal. And as we've learned about earlier, that might be considered Avraham Menachai. So once the animal is shechted, we're not allowed to eat that limb. And as we've learned earlier, that might be considered Avraham Menachai. And therefore, even after the animal is shechted or after it dies, one would not be allowed to eat it. So maybe these Bei Chashilta are the same thing because they're partially disconnected, or maybe not. So if Amir Ravasi, they argue about this, Chad Asr, Chad Shari, one says Asr, one says Mutter. Now, Manda Asr, the one says Asr. Why is that? Tadigim Olbez on top, Midlai Kabaryon, because they're not going to regenerate, they're not going to get healthy again. And therefore, Hani Avraham Menachai Ninu, it's considered Avraham Menachai. Whereas Manda Shari, the one says permitted, Midlai Kamasarchon, that's because since they don't decay, nothing happens to them, they remain as is, Hani Chiyus Esbehu. So that means that they have Chiyus, they have life and vitality to them, and therefore they're allowed to be eaten. Now, if it's about the other Manda Amar, how do we respond to that? Hadlai Kamasarchon, the reason why they don't decay is like a Shalbu Avira. That's because they're not affected by the air outside. Since they're in the scrotum, they're covered, so they don't actually start decaying, but that doesn't mean that they're allowed to be eaten. They still have this din of Avraham Menachai. Now, if the way the other one respond, Hadlai Baryon, the reason why they don't regenerate is because Khishusahu Dinakatluhu, they're just very weak, so they can't regenerate. They're simply not strong enough to get better, but it doesn't make them Avraham Menachai. In Arul Biachla Roshan Bar Abba, Hani Bei Chashilta Sharyon, these Bei Chashilta are permitted to be eaten, but Va'atlai Techol, you're not allowed to eat them. Mishum Ba'alti Teshtar Simecha, because it's Pasuk, don't abandon, don't forsake the Torah of your mother, which means that you have to keep to the Minikam Makam, you have to keep to what they do in your place, which is Bavel, so you're not allowed to eat them. Another discussion, Omar Barbashi, Hani Bei De Gadia, these testicles of a young goat, it doesn't have to be a young goat, it could be any young animal. So Ad Halas and Yaimin, up until 30 days of age, Sharyon Balei Klipa, they're permitted without a Klipa, which means they haven't had this membrane formed yet, therefore there's not enough blood inside that'd be problematic because of blood, and therefore they're permitted to be eaten. But Mekam Ve'elch, from here and on, Yazron Asurin, if they've developed semen already, so then they're Asur, because that means they're already developed to the point that they have a lot of blood, V'ilai Azron, but they didn't develop semen, Sharyon they're permitted. The question is, Menayadin, and how do we know? The answer is, E Esbu Shiraki Sumke, if they have red streaks through them, Asirun, then they're Asur. Lasbu Shiraki Sumke, if they don't have red streaks through them, so Sharyon they're permitted, because that means that they don't have fully developed blood vessels there. Another discussion, Umtzi Bei Umizruki. Umtzi is meat, we're going to see what type of meat that's referring to in a moment. Bei is the testicles, and Mizruki are blood vessels in the neck. Pligibar of Acha Ravina, or Acha Ravina argue about them. Now just a general din, says the Gemara, B'chalata or Kula, throughout all of Shas, Ravina Lakula, or Acha Lachamra, Ravina Zoz Lakula, or Acha Zoz Lachamra, V'helsak Ravina Lakula, we paskal Ravina Lakula, Labar Mehani Tlas, except for these three things we just mentioned, Rav Acha Lakula, Ravina Lachamra, it's the other way around. Rav Acha's Mekel, and Ravina's Machmir, and V'helsak Rav Acha Lakula, we paskal Rav Acha to the Mekel side. Now we just clarify, Umtza, what's this referring to? So Umtza is the word the Gemara uses for meat. Sometimes we'll say that a person chews meat, as in raw meat. So over here we're talking about a piece of meat, the asmik, that it became red, which means that some sort of bruise or contusion, something happened, that now there's blood pooled within the meat, and that's not its natural blood, like it always has. There was blood pooled there for a reason. What does one have to do? Chatacha, he has to cut it, umocha, and then salt it. And in such a case, if he does that, that draws out all the blood. If you look there, nam shapridami, he could even put it in a pot and cook it, and everyone agrees to that. Now, talinami b'shmuda, if he hung it on a spit and roasted it over an open fire, that's also fine, daiv dama, because his blood is going to flow out, and it's also perfectly fine to eat. Now, here's the machlokes, agumre, what about if you put it on coals? So, pligibar of acharvina, this is machlokes of acharvina, charam orlam says, meshav she'ivilei, that the coals draw out the blood, and then it'll be permitted to eat, whereas charam, or the other one says, mitzmas tzamsilei, that since it's being placed directly on coals, that causes it to shrivel, and the blood actually gets reabsorbed into the meat and it becomes usr to eat. V'chein bein v'chein mizukri, same thing with the testicles and the blood vessels in the neck. And as we said before, we paskin l'kula. Another discussion, reisha b'kevsha, the head of the animal that he was kaivesh. This is what they would do to remove the hair on the head of the animal. They would wash it or rinse it in water and then basically put it in a whole bunch of hot ashes, and that caused all the hair to fall off very easily. So what's the din with all the blood that's inside the head? So isoya beis hashchita, if it was placed on the beis hashchita, meaning the neck was placed downwards, so dive dama v'shari, the blood's going to flow out through that opening in the neck and it'd be mutter. Was that sudden if you put it on its side, mikva kafi, so then the blood's just going to pool inside the usr and it's usr because the blood's not coming out. Whereas isoya nechire, let's say you put it on its nostrils, meaning he leaned the head forward and that's the way that it is, dots beimidi shari v'loy usr. If you put something in the nostrils to keep them open, so it's permitted because the blood flows out. If not, then it's usr. Now, ikadamri, some say that anechire ve'abes hashchita da'iv, that if you either put it on the nostrils or on the base hashchita on the neck where it was cut, so then the blood's going to flow out those holes. Whereas that's done, then if it was placed on the side, shari, you said it's permitted because the blood's going to flow out that hole, v'loy usr. But if not, it's usr. And now going back to Gid Anasha, Amr Yehudah Amr Shmuel tells us, shnei gidin hain, there's two gidim in the back leg of the animal, hapanimi, samach l'etzem, usr, the inner one, which is the inner part of the thigh, it's much longer, that's next to the bone, that's usr, v'chayav an olive, one's going to be chayav for eating it, that's the classic Gid Anasha. Whereas chitzon, the outer one, which is shorter, it's more to the meat, the flesh of the animal, not closer to the bone, usr, it's still usr, but v'ein chayav an olive, one's not chayav for it, that's just an isr d'rabbanan. Ask more, how could you say that? V'atan, you have a brisa, it says the opposite, panimi, samach l'basar, that the inner one is closer to the meat, not closer to the bone. So Rav Acham, Rav Kani answers, akludi miklid, it's like a key in a lock, which means it ends up fitting into the meat like a key in the lock, even though it does also run along the bone. Another question about time, you have a brisa as well that teaches chitzon hasamach l'etzem, that the outer one is near the bone and it's not near the flesh. So Rav Yehuda answers, hechid par tabachi, it's only near the bone where the butchers start filleting the animal. That's where they'll put their meat hook in, that's where they'll start filleting the skin off of it. That's over there, the outer one is near the bone, but for the most part, it's in the meat itself. And another din, Itmar was stated, tabach shenimtza chelev achrav, let's say there was a butcher that they found chelev after him. Rashi actually switches around the girsa, tabach shenimtza achrav chelev, then when they got meat from the butcher, they found that there were still forbidden fats inside of it, and that's a problem, because we were supposed to be able to trust the butcher that he removed all the fats. So if Yehudamer, he says, because sa'ira, this is problematic, even the size of a sa'ira, a barley kernel was found in. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, he says, because kazayis, it's only a problem if a kazayis of chelev was found there. And Rabbi clarifies, v'loy pli, they're not arguing, kan la kaisai, kan la avroi. One's in regards to giving malchus, the other one's in regards to removing him from his post. Meaning, even just a small amount, as much as a barley was found inside, we're going to automatically remove him from his post. We can't trust him as a butcher anymore. However, if they found even a kazayis worth, which is much more, so then they're going to not only remove him from his post, but they're also going to give him malchus. Now, Amar Zashi tells us, kisa'ira b'makam echad, the amount of a barley would have to be found in one place, whereas kazayis, afil b'beiz b'gil makaymais, that's even if it's found in two or three places, and altogether it's a total of a kazayis. V'chsalachas, l'alkaisa b'kazayis, l'avra b'kisa'ira, that to give him malchus, we have to find the kazayis worth, but in order to remove him from his post, we even only have to find as much as sa'ira, the size of a kernel of barley. Now, go on to explain the Mishnah. We had said, antibachim ne'aman v'chulu, Romer said the butchers are not trusted to remove the Gid Anasha, whereas the Chum said they are trusted. Now, Amar Chibar Abba, Amar Yechanan, Chazru Loimar, they went back and said, ne'amanim, the butchers are trusted. So Rav Nachman asked, Achshar Dare, has a generation become fitting? Have people also now become much more trustworthy? If in earlier generations they weren't trustworthy, can we say that in later generations, all of a sudden people are trustworthy, we can trust the butchers that they remove the Gid Anasha? The answer is that no, Mekar Davu Savri La Krav Meir. Originally, they held a Krav Meir who says the entire Gid Anasha, all the different strands and everything have to be removed. And that's even the parts that are deep inside the thigh, deep inside the meat, so it's very difficult to get out. Therefore, Lehav Mehemni, they weren't trusted because it's a very difficult task to remove the entire Gid Anasha. Whereas Lobisaif Savri Krav Yehuda, later on, they went to hold a Krav Yehuda that just the visible part of the Gid Anasha has to be removed, but not the part that's deeply embedded inside the meat. And that's why people then became trusted because it's not so difficult. Now, you can ask the Sefer, those that teach us on the Sefer of the Mishnah, that Vacham and Vacham say, Namanim Alav Ve'al Chelev, that they are trusted regarding the Gid Anasha and regards to Chelev, and Rav Chibar Abba, Rav Yechanan, the Chazu Leimar, Ein Namanim. They went back and said that they're actually not trusted, and Rav Nachman said, Bizman Hazeh, Namanim. Nowadays they are trusted. And so it was on this we asked the question, Achshar Dari, when now the generation has become fitting that we could trust them? And the answer is that no, Mekar Savrua, Krab Yehuda. Originally they held a Krab Yehuda that the entire Gid doesn't have to be removed, so it's not so challenging, so we could trust them. Hadar Savrua, Krab Meir. So now they could be trusted because even though Rav Meir's Shita is more challenging than Rav Yehuda's, we have to remove much more of the Gid. Still, this is the way everyone's being taught. This is how you're supposed to do it. Like Rav Meir, remove everything. And now again, as the Gemara just said, we're at the point that people don't remember Shita's Rav Yehuda anymore, so we can trust them. Last the Mishnah had said Val Chelev, namely Shita's Chachamim, when they had argued and they had said that they're trusted both in regards to Gid Anasha and in regards to the Chelev. So the Gemara asks, Chelev Madachar Shmei, who mentioned anything about Chelev? Rav Meir only said in the Mishnah that we don't trust them regarding the Gid Anasha, and the response of the Rabbanon is, we trust them regarding the Gid Anasha and the Chelev. Chelev wasn't mentioned at all. Why are we saying it? And the answer is, this is really Shur Amir saying in the Mishnah, Ein Amanim Alav Ve'Ala Chelev, that we don't trust the butchers in regards to Gidon Nasha or the Chelev. And to that, the Chamar Rucham said, Ein Amanim Alav Ve'Ala Chelev. We're going to stop for the day. I pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.